A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warning. The following podcast contains a frank discussion of child abuse, which some people may find distressing.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
So, this radio station, Cave FM in America, have been playing this public service announcement. If you just come in, this is the public service announcement they've been playing. Got to listen very carefully, okay? But it's a pretty incredible message.
In many cases, the penalty for possession of pictures is worse than the penalty for murder. You should understand that your internet provider could report you to the police if they catch you looking at a website featuring naked juveniles. The police then enter your house and seize your computer. If you have such material, you can save yourself and your family a ton of grief and save the taxpayers of Arizona a lot of money by never storing such pictures on the hard drive of your computer. Always use an external drive and hide it where nobody will ever find it. Likewise, never keep paper pictures, tapes, or films of naked juveniles where anyone else can find them. A public service message from the Cave 97.7 FM.
Incredible. It's a radio station in America, and we can phone up the radio station. I'm expecting nothing. Paul Lotsoff is the guy that wrote and voiced that public service announcement. He's also been defending it. He's also the station manager. So we've got two numbers. We've got a studio line and the business line. Slightly unfair to call the studio line. Slightly unfair. But that's the number I'm going to call first because, it's the kind of guy I am. So 001, is it, for America? 001. Let's have a... Let's see. Don't know. It's Tucson, Arizona.
Hello, Cave FM.
Hey, yeah, is it possible to speak to Paul Lotsoff, please?
Well, I can take a message and have him give you a call, if that's a possibility.
That would be fantastic. Can I give you my email address?
Sure thing.
It's Ian, I-A-I-N.
I-A-I-N, okay.
At Ian Lee, that's I-A-I-N-L-E-E. .com, C-O-M, obviously.
Okay.
And I'm calling from the United Kingdom, from a radio station called Talk Radio.
I would have guessed that.
No, oh, there you go, you see. There you go. It's the actual name of the station as opposed to just the genre. So it'd be great if you could send me an email. We'd love to have a chat with him.
Sounds good. Thanks for calling.
Thanks very much indeed, man. Cheers. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye. Okay, bye.
There we go. What a nice guy. And that's why you can't go around burning radio stations, because there are nice people that work there. You know, that's why. Okay, so he's got the email. Let's give the business. That's the equivalent of me phoning up Kath and giving her a hard time. You know, if I were to give that guy a hard time, that's me phoning up Kath and giving her a hard time because, you know, Julia Hartley Brewer said something obnoxious about overweight. But, you know, it's that kind of thing. There's no point in me giving that person a hard time. Just like there's no point in me giving this next person a hard time. This is the business line, but this may take us a little bit closer to Paul Lotsoff, and they might be able to answer... am I doing this the right way around? They might be able to answer a few questions about the public service announcement, more so than, you know, a producer.
The number you are calling does not accept unidentified calls. If you are a solicitor, please hang up now. Otherwise, please enter the 10-digit telephone number you are calling from.
I don't think we have the ability to do that here. Do we? Is there a way we can unblock our phone number? I'm going to turn off YouTube and we'll call them on my phone. That's what we're going to do. We're going to call them on my phone. Sorry, YouTubers. Picture is going. This is more important. This is more important. There we go. I'm on GIFGAF, so this is going to eat up my credit. But, you know, that's what I'm prepared to do. That's what I'm prepared to do. Right. Let's see where we can get to. Hang on a second. Hang on a second, guys. Keypad. 01.
The number you are calling does not accept unidentified calls.
Okay.
If you are a solicitor, please hang up now. Otherwise, please enter the 10-digit telephone number you are calling from.
I don't know what an American number would look like, so I'm just going to enter. That's okay, it's not my number, it's not my number. There we go, let's see. There we go. That worked.
Hello.
Hey, can I speak to Paul, please?
That's who I am.
Hey, Paul, this is Ian Lee. We're live on Talk Radio. How you doing, man?
You're with what now?
We're live on Talk Radio in the UK. I wanted to ask you about your public service announcements.
Well, they've been off the air for over a year.
But has it been over a year? But they ran for about 2 years, didn't they?
Well, yeah, before all hell broke loose.
What? Tell me about the hell breaking loose. It sounds like it's been a nightmare for you.
It's a what now?
It sounds like it's been a nightmare for you.
Well, it was for a while, but not for. Fortunately, over the last year or so, it's died down, and nobody seems to have too much interest in it anymore.
What were people complaining about?
What were they what?
What? Sorry, it's not the greatest line. What were they complaining about?
Oh, they found that announcement to be highly offensive and thought that I should be put in prison for the rest of my life.
Wow. Can I ask a question, Paul?
I suppose so.
Yeah. Do you have pictures of naked juveniles?
Do I have any?
Yeah.
No.
Have you ever had?
No.
Why would you be giving people advice on...
At some point in my life, I may have had such a picture, but it wasn't for pornographic purposes.
Why would you have a picture of a naked juvenile? What was it for?
Somebody might have taken a picture of me when I was 2 years old.
Okay. But you can understand that the implication in the public service announcement that you made and you wrote is not just, you know, you won't go to prison for having pictures of yourself or your own kids, you know, splashing around in the bath or playing around in the back garden. You don't go to prison for that, do you?
Well, I heard of one situation where the children were taken away from some parents for having such pictures.
Okay, if that's true, that's only one case. That normally you go to prison for having pictures of children being raped and sexually molested.
I honestly don't know exactly what these pictures are.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You were telling paedophiles how to hide their collection of videos of children being raped, weren't you? Why was that acceptable?
I don't know if rape is the right word.
What is the right word? Educate me.
Possibly just being asked to perform certain sexual acts. I honestly don't know what these pictures contain.
Come on, man. Yes, you do. You know exactly what they contain. Come on, man.
I don't have this material. I just feel sorry for the people who are doing life in prison.
You feel sorry for people that are doing life in prison because they've got pictures of children being sexually abused. And you draw a distinction between children being raped and being asked to perform other sexual acts.
Well, I'm not saying that it's okay to produce this stuff. I'm just saying that it should be okay to possess it.
Why? No, it shouldn't. It should be. And thank God it's illegal to possess images of this, because to have an image, to have a photograph, one photograph of a child performing a sexual act means that that child actually had to perform that sexual act. That could be my kid. That could be my kid.
Yeah, there might be some kid in Romania too.
In that case, it doesn't matter, does it?
It does, but by putting people in Arizona in prison for the rest of their lives, that's not going to dry up the market in Romania.
No, but it will send out a message that images of children being raped, and whether it is, you know, penetrative sex or something else, it is rape. Images of children being raped is unacceptable.
Well, it might be unacceptable, but it's not going to change anything.
That is a staggering attitude to have.
If there's a market in Romania, it'll be produced in Bulgaria.
You know it happens in America as well. You know it happens in America, and it happens in the United Kingdom.
My understanding is that the vast majority of this stuff which is found on the internet is not produced in the United States.
But your understanding is wrong. A significant amount of it is produced in the United States. What difference does it make, though? A child's a child.
It's not going to stop it.
But you're encouraging it. You're actively encouraging it.
Illegal is not going to stop it.
You're actively encouraging it. You've got a radio station, man.
Encouraging a damn thing.
Well, you are. You're telling people how not to get caught with it.
The same logic applies to marijuana. You make it illegal to possess it.
No, nobody's going to have it. It doesn't. If someone's got a pot plant in their back garden, who's being hurt?
Somebody's got what?
If someone's got a marijuana plant growing in their back garden, who gets hurt?
Nobody.
Right. If someone's got a picture of a child being raped, who's been hurt?
My point is that...
No, answer that question. Answer that question.
Stopping it.
Answer that question. You've compared it to marijuana use, which is dumb. If someone's got a picture of a kid being raped, who gets hurt?
Nobody.
Come on, dude. What about the kid?
It's not going to stop it to make it illegal.
How can you even laugh at that, man?
I've had enough of this.
Dude, I was sexually abused as a kid, right? He's hung up. Wow! Let's have some adverts. Use that time to think about what you've just heard. And then give me a call, please. 0344 499 1000. I'm fuming. I am fuming. He laughed. He laughed. Who gets hurt? No one. There's kids in Romania. There's kids in Romania. Jeez, let's go to the adverts, man.
Talk radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.